Prayer for Understanding of God's Word. Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life. By the power of your Holy Spirit, speak to us of your promises that we might hear your truth and enjoy you forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Our reading this morning is from Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. Parable of the 10 Young Bridesmaids. At the time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 young bridesmaids who took their lamps and went out to meet the groom. Now, 5 of them were wise, and the other 5 were foolish. The foolish ones took their lamps, but didn't bring oil for them. But the wise ones took their lamps and also brought along containers of oil. When the groom was late in coming, they all became drowsy and went to sleep. But at midnight there was a cry, "Look, the groom, come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and prepared their lamps. But the foolish bridesmaids said to the wise ones, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps have gone out." But the wise bridesmaids replied, "No, because if we share with you, there won't be enough for our lamps and yours. We have a better idea. You go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were gone to buy oil, the groom came. Those who were ready went with him into the wedding. Then the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep alert, because you don't know the day or the hour." The word of God for the people of God.
Thank our sister in Christ, Marilyn Weeks. Great, great job, my friend. You do beautiful work. Thank you so much. Join with me in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your word and what has been shared, but even more so for your Holy Spirit that is at work. Thank you for those truths that we can count on, even as we struggle to be open to how you speak. Thank you for your love, for your grace that makes it all possible. And thank you for a Savior in whose name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and get somebody's attention. And I say get somebody's attention in case they've nodded off. I don't want... And if you elbow them, and they're sleeping, just gently wake them. We don't want anybody screaming, jumping up, or anything like that. I want you to go ahead and look at somebody right now. This is going to take 10 seconds to go ahead and offer this phrase. Go ahead and look at somebody right now and just share this phrase with them. And I actually want to kind of see the response of some people as they share this to one another. Patience is a virtue. I want to go ahead and see. I'm just taking a few moments and taking it all in. You understand what I'm saying? It's amazing. It got louder. It really did. And there were folks that were going like this. And nobody grabbed anybody by the ear. Thank you very much. But there, yeah, sorry, one sister did actually after I said that. But, you know, that is something that maybe you don't want to hear, okay? Maybe it's something you don't want to hear because you don't want to live it. And maybe you have that prayer over your kitchen sink or someplace else in your home that says, "Lord, grant me patience, but I want it now." Maybe. Now, this particular scripture passage this morning is certainly about patience in a way, but it's even more about being in God's timing, being open to the season that God places us into. That is what it's really about. And yet I can't help but notice All of this is brought to the fore by Jesus, the excellent storyteller, the best storyteller in all history, telling a story about a wedding. Have you ever been to a wedding? Been part of a wedding? As a minister, I have some wedding stories. I will not share them concerning anyone who might be present or anybody even in Arizona. But I will tell you a story about waiting. Me and everyone else who was involved in a particular wedding ceremony, waiting for one person to arrive. And this was back in Pennsylvania, and this was back whenever it was getting a little bit humid and hot. And we didn't have air conditioning in the church. And the bride was in her gown, and she was starting to melt. You know what a bride looks like whenever she starts to melt? You understand what I'm saying? And everybody starts looking at me, and then they're starting to look at me with those eyes like, do something. We're waiting here. Well, I couldn't really do anything because we were waiting for the bride's father to show up. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And finally, he comes in, and he's kind of disheveled, and he's kind of rambling. You know what people do whenever they kind of ramble like that? He rambles up. And you know the reason why he was 45 minutes late? Do you know the reason why yours truly was getting the stink eye? Do you know why everybody was getting hotter and hotter, not only interiorly but exteriorly? He couldn't get his cummerbund on. Do you know what a cummerbund is? It's a thing around your love handles that cover those up in a tux. He couldn't get that to fit. He couldn't get it on. So I got a stapler and stapled it to the back of him. And no, I didn't do that. Don't go out of here thinking the pastor did that. But we're waiting. And we wait for a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes it's interesting the things that we get frustrated with that we're waiting for. They're not particularly important, but we find ourselves in particular lines, let's say, in particular stores, let's say. Maybe they're even locally, and we're waiting for somebody to check out, and they're fumbling along, and it's not going as quickly as we would like. And are we thinking about Jesus right then? Well, we might want to say his name, but it's in a whole different way. So you know, we get frustrated, we get aggravated easily, don't we? And sometimes it's because of the things that we're dealing with during the day. Quite honestly, I don't know, well, probably none of you have had this experience, but I've had some bad days. Probably none of you have had days that didn't go right, right? I mean, everybody else, right? Days have gone well and perfectly smooth. Me, yours truly have. In fact, just yesterday was one of those days, actually. Later on in the afternoon, the morning, and we were gathered here for our men's meeting, and we were gathered also for a service of death and resurrection for our brother Dwayne House, and that was a real celebration of life eternal. And everything was great until I left the church, and I won't go into the rest of my day. But those days that aren't going well, and we start losing patience, and we start getting frustrated, those are days when we don't necessarily appreciate somebody saying patience is a virtue. But it is important in those days to remember that it's about God's timing in our lives. It's in those times, in those days, when it is important to remember that it is God's season that we are in, not our own. And it's also important to remember that it is God's kingdom that we are living in and building, not ours. And yet we get distracted. Jesus, the best storyteller that ever lived, shares a story about a wedding. And you know, he was wonderful at bringing people in to stories. People there that were listening understood what a Palestinian wedding was all about. It was a celebration. It was wonderful. It was joyous. And yet there was also a time of waiting. We understand that there was a time of waiting for the groom to arrive. And eventually, there would be somebody going ahead of the groom and make a big announcement, and then there was this anticipation and excitement that grew as people got closer and closer to why they were gathering, so that two people would be joined together. And there was this procession going out to greet the groom and those who were coming with him. And we understand that this particular procession had been quite delayed because it was in the middle of the night. And there were some that had prepared appropriately, and there were some that had not really done appropriate preparations. So there were some that, in Jesus' story, went out and they had enough oil for their lamps, for this procession, to be able to greet this person that they had been waiting for such a long time. And there were others that didn't have enough oil. Jesus is speaking here about the time when he will return after his resurrection. He's been teaching and sharing with people that certainly he must be this sacrifice, but that's not the end of the story. Death does not have the final say. Resurrection and God's voice through the glory of Jesus' resurrection has the final say. And Jesus has been sharing this, and he's also been speaking of and alluding to the fact that he will return. Hold on until I return. But he knows that there are those who will remember that, who in their lives will continue to focus on God. And he also realizes that there are those who will turn away from God and start getting wrapped up in their own plans rather than following God's plan in their life. Again, it's really easy to get wrapped up in our own plans, right? And to get focused on majoring in the minors, as they say. Getting worried about the smallest kinds of things. You know, there's a tradition in weddings back in Western Pennsylvania, specifically, where they have something that I think is absolutely marvelous. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this. It is called the cookie table. I'm not kidding. While people are gathering there, they start putting together this whole table with all sorts of wonderful, delicious cookies. This is before any of the food. This is before the appetizers. In fact, in Western Pennsylvania, cookies are appetizers, which explains a lot. No question about it. So people are like going up and getting their plates. And at one particular reception that, you know, I had done the actual wedding. This was just the reception, but I had done the wedding, and people were starting to get really panicked. And I thought, is somebody sick? Is somebody hurt? Is something wrong? Did somebody go to the hospital? And they said, the cookie table is not ready. Sometimes, every once in a while, emergencies that people bring to me at the church, in my ears are ringing that phrase, the cookie table's not ready, because it's really not a big deal. To that person it is, but to me, I smile and I nod pastorally. So now you'll be wondering if I'm thinking about that whenever you bring me one of these things. What's really important? What's really important? God's saving act on all of creation through Jesus Christ. Our response to that saving act of God through Jesus Christ on all of creation. That's really important. That's where our focus should be. And if we are preparing ourselves to be able to greet Christ when He comes again in glory, that is time well spent. What are we focusing on in our lives? Where are we spending our time? Where are we spending our money? Where are we putting forward our effort? All of those things speak to where our priority is. And that's really, when we look at ourselves, we're really the ones, the only ones that can really answer that. Jesus is saying, certainly, you have an opportunity to fill that reserve of oil in you, okay? And you have an opportunity whenever you take time to be in worship. You have an opportunity to fill that reserve of oil in you until I come again, whenever you read the Word of God, whenever you study it, whenever you reflect on it. You have that opportunity to fill that reserve of oil in you whenever you pray, whenever you open yourself to God, whenever you pray for others. You have that opportunity to refill that reserve of oil in you when you visit, when you comfort, when you support one another. And you have that opportunity to fill that reserve of oil in you whenever you reach out in the name of Jesus Christ to be a light of love in the world. Because as we share and as we pull from that reserve of oil in us, how God has filled us, how God has trained us, how God has spoken into our lives and given us wisdom to be able to share and discernment, as we share that and as we continue to be open to God, we're never going to run out. Grace is not ours to hoard. Grace is ours to share abundantly and with abandon. And yet, there are those who are unprepared. And indeed, there are those that find themselves then eventually on the outside, and they're saying, Lord, Lord. Well, if we've been spending our time majoring on the minors and focusing on things that are really not eternal, okay, and therefore important, if we've been focusing on things other than God at work, in the world, in our lives, homes, and families. If we've been focusing on sharing other things and how God speaks into our lives with others, then we are going to be unprepared as well. We can cry out and shout as much as we want, but then we start reflecting on the time that we've wasted, the worry that was our focus, rather than faith. Do you know that fear is the opposite of faith? And when we're worrying, we're using up that reserve of God's grace in us on those things when we really shouldn't be? It happens, doesn't it? It happens. I believe that what can happen here, in this very place, is that we can be filled as lamps. And that oil of God's grace and love can be replenished in us whenever we get together, but especially in worship. And this can be a place where you can lay down whatever concern or worry or brokenness you have, whatever it is that's keeping you from fully paying attention to God, you can lay it here, you can dump it here, and leave it here, and be open to hearing the word of hope that fills us to be lights in the world. Do you think that we can trust God that much? Really? You think we can do that? Just simply to be open and trust and and let go of those things that have been wasting our time too long. And refocus on building God's kingdom. Because that's what He's called us to do. That's what He's called us to do. We don't do it individually either. We do it together. You understand, there was a group that went out to meet the groom. We do this not as individuals, but we do this as the body of Christ. We are the light of the world because of what God has done in our lives. You know, I'm going to do something after worship today, and if you feel guided to, you can come forward. It's completely up to you. We have oil that we use for anointing here. And some of you have received this. It's a practice that we do regularly. If you're wanting this morning to simply say, Lord, I'm open to following You, to trusting You completely, and I'm going to put aside all the stuff that's taken my mind and energy and everything else. I'm going to put it aside. I'm going to drop it. I'm going to leave it here. And I'm going to be filled with the oil that never runs out, Your grace. You can come forward for a time of anointing. It's nothing magical. Okay? And it's certainly not me, but it's a reminder of how God is at work in your life. I'll be up here after worship, as I am every Sunday. And if you don't want to come up today, you can stop by sometime this week, because I have a reserve of oil in my office. It's not a well, okay? It's anointing oil. Always have it available. We always have it around here at the church. The question remains, are we preparing ourselves for when Christ comes again? Or are we worrying about all the petty little things that can jam us up in our life as believers and as a church? My great, great joy is knowing that God's at work in all of our lives, always seeking to get our attention, always seeking to remind us of His love that is already at work. What a joy it is to be believers, brothers and sisters in Christ together, saved, redeemed, forgiven. What a joy it is to know that we're being filled as lights to be able to shine Christ's love in the world in whatever we do and say. Join with me in prayer. God, for this day that You've given us, we thank You also for helping us to be able to lay before You all those things that distract us from Your presence in our lives. Help us, Lord, today to make that decision once again that we will seek to lay those things that we've been dragging along too long now. Drop them, not pick them up again, and open ourselves to Your incredible grace. We love You, and we pray in the name of Christ. Amen.